According to the Pacific Northwest Utilities Conference Committee, demand for electricity in the Northwest is expected to grow at its fastest pace in decades due to increasing industrial use followed by the electrification of transportation, homes, and businesses. It analyzes the annual demand projections from utilities in the region, including Montana. Signal Peak Energy President and CEO Parker Phipps told Yellowstone County Commissioners Thursday Montana's only underground coal mine could shut down by the end of 2025 if it can't expand into federal land. The Signal Peak mine south of Roundup now employs about 260 workers. The personal finance website Wallet Hub has ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia on a list for remote work based on factors like prevalence, internet costs, and housing expenses. Montana landed at 50th place, dealing with pricier internet and housing options. New Jersey took the crown as the top state for remote work. With Montana News headlines in the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
We asked Miles Community College students why they chose MCC.
Hi, I'm Kylie Lewis, and I'm from Dillon, Montana. I chose Miles Community College because it's a lot more affordable than other colleges that I was looking at.
Hi, my name is Cody Acord. The original reason I chose Miles Community College was to further my education in horsemanship through an affordable program with a great instructor.
To learn more about Miles Community College, visit milescc.edu.
MCC. Start here, go anywhere.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.